President Donald Trump confirmed a dramatic escalation of the U.S. pressure campaign against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Wednesday, announcing that American forces had seized a large oil tanker off the coast of a South American nation. Speaking to reporters at the White House, the president claimed the vessel was the largest one ever seized, actually. A move that immediately sent shockwaves through the global oil market and signaled a new aggressive phase in Washington's policy toward Caracas. The confirmation followed earlier reports from news outlets citing anonymous U.S. officials detailing the operation. The seizure, reportedly led by the U.S. Coast Guard and supported by the Navy, was described by a senior administration official to Bloomberg News as a judicial enforcement action on a stateless vessel. Linked to the Venezuelan state oil company, Petróleos de Venezuela S.A., PDVSA, "We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large," Trump stated during a White House roundtable. When pressed on the fate of the valuable cargo, the president simply replied, "We keep it, I guess." He added cryptically that other things are happening, promising more details later without specifying a timeline. The interdiction marks a significant departure from previous U.S. actions, which have primarily focused on a massive counter-narcotics buildup and a series of deadly strikes against alleged drug-smuggling boats in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. The seizure of a commercial oil tanker directly targets Venezuela's primary source of revenue, signaling Washington's determination to choke off funding for the Maduro regime. The U.S. has for years sought to oust Maduro, who has been charged in the United States with narco-terrorism. The operation was conducted under U.S. law enforcement authority, according to an unnamed official who spoke to the Associated Press. The vessel was reportedly targeted because it was engaged in what Washington considers illicit crude shipments in violation of U.S. sanctions. For Venezuela, which holds the world's largest proven oil reserves but whose industry has been crippled by sanctions, oil exports, largely sold at steep discounts to China through a shadowy network of intermediaries and ghost tankers, remain a critical economic lifeline. News of the seizure immediately impacted global markets. Both Brent crude futures and U.S. West Texas intermediate futures rose as market analysts predicted the move would further discourage international shippers from handling Venezuelan crude. The operation occurred a day after the U.S. military flew a pair of fighter jets over the Gulf of Venezuela, an apparent show of force that marked the closest warplanes have come to Venezuelan airspace since the pressure campaign began. Maduro, during a speech in Caracas, did not directly address the tanker seizure, but maintained a defiant posture, telling supporters that Venezuela is prepared to break the teeth of the North American empire if necessary. The seizure of a state-linked oil shipment is viewed in Caracas as a direct threat to the country's economic sovereignty. It is expected to strain further relations between the two nations, which are already severely strained. In a separate but concurrent news cycle, President Trump also weighed in on the Federal Reserve's decision to cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. The Fed's rate cut, the third this year, brought the new range to 3.5% to 3.75% amid a highly anticipated Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, meeting. However, the decision, a traditional tool to stimulate economic growth, was met with apparent frustration from the president, who has repeatedly and publicly demanded steeper reductions to borrowing costs. The vote was notably divisive, with the 9-3 split highlighting a rare degree of internal disagreement among the committee, which typically votes in near unanimity. Adding to the complexity, one of the three dissenters, Steven Miron, the newest member of the Fed's board and a Trump appointee, reportedly argued for a half percentage point cut. This disagreement underscores the Fed's overall uncertainty as the U.S. economy grapples with a variety of external and internal pressures, including tariffs, a tightening labor market following immigration crackdowns, and massive government spending. While the Fed's decision did cut rates, its accompanying economic projections signaled that officials anticipate only one rate cut next year, a cautious outlook that may disappoint the president's long-standing desire for much lower borrowing costs. Trump has often criticized the Fed's leadership, specifically Chairman Jerome Powell, whose term ends in May, blaming them for keeping rates too high. The persistent tension between the White House and the independent central bank remains a defining feature of the current economic environment. The simultaneous announcements, a major military and economic escalation abroad, and public discontent with monetary policy at home underscore a highly active day for the administration, as the tanker incident raises significant questions about international maritime law and the reach of U.S. enforcement powers. The president's comments on the Fed highlight his continued focus on influencing domestic economic policy, even as global flashpoints intensify.